tuned into the Audio Asylum. Let's get crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the World's Most Pointless Podcast. Welcome back to the Audio Asylum. I'm your host, Joe, and the wizard is back in person.
We out here. Welcome to the madness.
It's not Zoom anymore, man.
Nah, dude.
It's good to have you back in the flesh.
Dude, not living in a fucking trap house anymore.
Yeah, do you miss it? I mean, it seems like you kind of miss it judging the Instagram. For those of you that are like, what are you talking about? Sean came back from college, like, for good now.
Listen, call it grad school. It's not college, right? People keep calling it. I have a personal, like, vendetta against this, and I gotta get it out of the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
College is the shit where it's for 4 years, and you play with your dick for 4 years, and no one cares, and you get a fucking degree, and whatever the fuck. Everyone can go to college.
That's true. It's true.
I have a master's now. I'm more educated than, like...
Talk to him.
...than, like, 12% of the population or some shit like that. Address me with some fucking...
I got you.
Class
here. Grad school graduate.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The wizard Sean McCurry.
With my fucking master's degree.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Now if I get a PhD, you're going to be calling me fucking doctor. I'm two years away. All I'm going to have to do school 2 more years.
What would the doctorate be in?
I don't know. I thought about it, though. Like, it's weird. You don't really think about getting your fucking doctorate or becoming a doctor in anything until you get a master's. You're like, oh, just got 2 more years. And then people got to call me fucking doctor?
Could you be a doctor in the field you're in?
Nah, you can't get a doctor in fucking advertising. I could get, like, if I was going to get a doctorate, it'd probably be in, like, some really, like, unemployable shit, like art theory or, like, some art shit. Like, it wouldn't be business related at all.
Gotcha.
Because you can get, like, a doctor in, like, other fields, like, you know, like math and science and shit, STEM, and, like, that makes sense, but I have no previous higher level schooling in any of that, so I can't do it. But if I wanted to get, like, a doctorate in, like, fucking art theory or some shit, I could fucking get that shit easily.
Do you think, is your plan to just, like, work in advertising now?
Yeah, bro. That's what I've been writing emails, like, every fucking day. I don't want to talk about that. It's not that interesting.
Gotcha.
Actually, I got one interesting prospect. Do you know what pickleball is? Like, the sport?
I've heard of it. Please describe it.
Pickleball, for those of you who don't know, pickleball is, like, the most popular sport, the fastest growing sport in the history of, like, sports. It's been picked up hugely over the pandemic. The structure of the game, it's like if tennis and ping pong had a baby, where you're playing with paddles and a wiffle ball, kind of like ball, on a smaller – it's like half the size of a tennis court. So the rallies are way more frequent and they go for like longer. Like instead of like at a tennis, you know, you're going waiting. No, pickleball, it's dum, 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 like a ping pong but
with a wiffle
tennis.
Ball.
Yeah.
And a paddle.
And a paddle. And,
that sounds fucking intense.
Yeah, it is intense. The reason why it's so popular is because like you can any like level of like physical fitness, you know,
can
play it. Like
that.
You can get schooled by like a 7-year-old. There's not any other sport really where you're getting schooled by a 7-year-old because you're gonna be bigger, faster, and stronger. Same thing, like a grandma could kick your fucking ass at pickleball. Like there's like
do we have
people
to do a pickleball video at some point?
Maybe, dude. There are people who are like seniors who are like really, like, pro level in pickleball right now.
That's crazy. High school seniors?
No. Like, yeah, high school seniors and, like, senior seniors.
Oh, like, senior citizens.
Like, it's the range of pickleball players is fucking wild. And that's why it's been, like, so crazy.
It's like
popular.
A fucking 75-year-old war vet can whip my ass.
Yeah, literally. And so, like, it's kind of like the great equalizer, like, in sports. It's like,
damn.
All right, whatever. You can dunk on me in basketball because you're taller. Like, oh, like, you obviously you're going to be better at soccer. You can fucking run. Not true at pickleball. You just have to, like, know the game and, like, know, like, how to, like, strike properly and just, like, be, you know. You don't even have to be, like, super quick, like, reaction times.
Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Which I don't have.
And just know how to hit the fucking thing properly.
Gotcha. That sounds fun as fuck, honestly.
And it's pretty easy to pick up, apparently. The reason I asked, now I gotta ask a follow-up question, that have you heard of Topgolf or been to a Topgolf?
No.
You know what it is?
The only golf I know is mini-golf.
So, you know, Topgolf. Like,
no idea.
No idea. God, you're making my life real hard with this explaining shit. So now people who know what Topgolf is are going to be like, oh,
this
fuck,
guy
I listen to the guy talk about Topgolf. Okay, imagine you have a driving range, right? I'm going to show you a fucking photo, bro. This is ridiculous. You
is it like a driving competition? I'm 27.
Do you know what driving is in
golf? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's when you're making your first, like,
Yeah, it's the first hit off the tee, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Happy Gilmore and shit.
Yeah. So pretty much, if you just want to go get drunk, have some food.
Oh, so it's just a driving competition.
It's a driving range where you can have food, watch sports and shit, and fucking get demolish drunk with your friends. Ball. And yeah, just demolish some fucking balls.
Like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it's fucking fun as shit.
That's how, is there one around here?
There's one in like Long Island, there's one in like New Jersey. We should definitely go one day.
I'm with that.
Bringing this all together, pickleball fucking thing. There's this company that reached out to me. They might want me to like help market, bring me on to help like them market their pickleball, like making Topgolf, basically like that concept, but pickleball.
Oh wow!
And they're gonna make it like a chain of like things around the country, so that's a pretty exciting thing.
That's fucking cool.
That'd be sick.
That is pretty fucking sick. That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Maybe we got our first sponsor.
Yeah, right.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna target all these niche podcasts and get people into this shit.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to, dude? It's fucking Father's Day, by the way. Happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one step closer to being Batman, so I mean.
can't really contribute to this part.
Yeah, I can't really contribute to that part of the conversation, but
No, you didn't get anyone pregnant today?
No, I haven't been in the position to get someone pregnant in a few months.
Damn.
But I've been just doing this, really, whenever I can. I've been trying to get guests, and the process of that is a little bit more difficult. Send emails, some people reply, some people don't. But we have a few replies and episodes scheduled in advance. And then the videos aren't as shoved out anymore, if that's a good way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, videos are planned. So it's just, I'm in a lot of the planning stages for the future of what this is. And now that you're back, honestly, it kind of makes it a lot easier because we were the original cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, we were Gordon Ramsay and that shit.
Yeah, and we took our time. So I'm just taking my time with this, but I've also been helping Lauren, because Lauren has worked these horror conventions selling her figures.
Ah.
And I've been to those.
Plugging the
show. So two guests that I'm eventually going to have. One of them is David Howard Thornton. You ever seen the horror movie Terrifier?
No.
Oh, it's fucked up. I always suggest you watch it.
All right.
He plays this character called Art the Clown, who doesn't say anything, but he kills bitches, like, bad.
I mean...
And the sequel to that's coming out, so he's going to be on the show, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, though. Like, I didn't think about this, but I feel like most horror movie, like, killers and villains, they never talk. You said that shit, I'm like... I feel kind of normal. Yeah. Like, Michael Myers, he don't really fucking talk.
Yeah, Jason don't talk.
Jason don't really fucking
Freddy
talk.
Freddy Krueger's the only one
Freddy Krueger talks.
Talks.
Chucky talks.
Chucky does talk. Ghostface kind of talks.
Yeah, I guess on the phone. But he never, like, has a dialogue with, like, the people he's killing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm trying to think, does Michael Myers ever talk? Does he have, like...
He grunted in, like, one of the last movies.
Yeah, he grunts, but, like...
It's scarier when he doesn't grunt.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a second here. Dude, imagine getting cast for, like, Michael Myers. you're in the script room, like, all the other actors are going over their lines, you know, how they fucking do. You're just there, like, you have to, like, just act menacingly, but yeah. Without saying words.
That's a weird table read. Like,
that's a crazy table read, dude. Holy shit, I didn't think about that until just now.
That's a good one.
Even when they made that, like, newer reboot where it started when he was, like, a teenager or, like, whatever.
Yeah, the Michael, the Rob
still,
Zombie
like,
one.
He barely fucking talked.
Yeah, that's a good fucking point. Dude. I would love to be in a horror movie and get killed. That's, like, actually one of my goals in life.
You
would
want
to
get killed? Dude, I feel like that's pretty easy. You just gotta, you know, get your resume going with some extras appearance. And be like, by the way, I'm really good at taking a fall and, you know, spouting fake blood packets.
Dude, because if you get killed in a horror movie and it's an epic kill, you're signing autographs at horror conventions.
Oh, yeah,
you're
remembered
life.
For the fucking
yeah.
life.
Dude, like, I would love to get, like, a machete shoved up my ass by Jason Voorhees.
Oh, my
God. And then I'm known as the guy for, like, 20 years that got killed with a machete shoved up his ass.
You know, I know an actor who's famous for a role, and he hates being famous for it, and it has to do with ass stuff.
Who's that?
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
It's been a long time since I've watched it, but yeah.
Okay, do you remember, like, the scene where the police officer, Zed, is, like, fucking the guy in the ass?
Oh, yeah, that guy's
yeah, funny. I know Zed.
Really?
Yeah, I know him in real life. My uncle's really close friends with him. Peter Green. He's a really cool, like, funny, but he tells me, he was, like, talking about it one time. He's like, yeah, man, like, whenever people meet me, all they do is they bring up that fucking scene. And I'm always the guy who was fucking raping the dude in the ass. And that just followed him for his whole career.
That must be weird.
Yeah.
To just be known as the guy that got fucked in the butt in Pulp Fiction, or did the fucking in the butt.
Did the fucking.
Did the fucking in the butt.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in there like swimwear.
What other movie role? That's like another topic. Like, what other movie roles do you think people just hate hearing about? Yeah. I mean, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think people bring up Mr. Freeze to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, right I now. Think everyone knows Arnold Schwarzenegger forever is like the Terminator. Like, he'll never not be the fucking Terminator.
Yeah.
Just like the same. Like Tom Cruise is always fucking top. Actually, he's got a more broader career.
Isn't he in Mission Impossible also?
Yeah, Mission Impossible too.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is.
Who's the James Bond motherfucker? Why can I not remember the
Daniel James Craig? Well, that's the newer James.
No, but who's like the
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, yeah. Yeah. Has always been James Bond. Really, Tobey Maguire, he hasn't really had a bigger role than, like, Spider-Man.
I mean, that movie and Brothers with Jake Gyllenhaal, have you ever seen that?
Brothers with Jake
Gyllenhaal. No. I believe that's the title. Oh, watch that, dude. That's a good movie. Tobey Maguire is fire in that movie. And then he's in another movie called Seabiscuit.
Maguire is fire.
Maguire is fire.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
That can go on a t-shirt.
That can go on a t-shirt.
Yo, hold on. Cat is trying to work the camera right now.
Oliver! Stop trying to work the camera.
Yeah, he looks bugged right now. Oh my god, they can see this is.
Yeah, but our mascot Oliver is he's mesmerized.
Yo, he's like a little. Hold on, I gotta take a bit. Oliver, do what you were doing before.
Oliver, play with the equipment, but don't like knock it over.
Yeah, we got our little director over here.
Oliver is schooling us on.
This is about to be a clip on the Instagram later.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
But Maguire's fire is a. I think that has to be an Asylum t-shirt.
Yeah. Or a sticker.
Or a sticker.
I could see that on like a little koozie maybe or something. I don't fucking know. We got tons of merch ideas here. We just don't have enough money to make the merch.
Yeah. Well, we should have more stuff over the summer, thank God. Like actual stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's like a legit promise being made now.
Legit. Okay, I'm gonna hold you. Shake on that shit right now, motherfucker.
Shake on.
Video.
There will be merch this summer.
Video proof.
Video proof. There will be merch over the summer.
I'll help design some fucking merch. Right. I mean, I got free time, which I have plenty of now. No more.
Thank God.
School.
I'm like honestly so happy you're back, and I'm just saying that because you're next to me. Like doing a lot of the shit without you was kind of weird for all these years.
Yeah. All these. It was two fucking years, motherfucker.
It felt like a long time.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, these past 2 years has just been, like, fucking craziest fucking 2 years ever. I was going to keep on harping on the acting role, as I just have, like, two more.
Oh, yeah.
Tribute. Daniel Radcliffe, he can never not be Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's Harry Potter
he's
for
Harry
the rest
Potter
of his
fucking life.
I can't look at him and think anything else.
Yeah, also, it's weird seeing, like, the other actors from Harry Potter in, like, other movies. Like, the other day, I was watching some fucking movie, the guy who plays, like, Malfoy's, like, dad was in it.
Mm.
Didn't even recognize him, like, at all. And I found out later on, I'm like, oh, shit, like, I forgot these actors, like, have other careers outside. Because, realistically, you can make, if you're in a Harry Potter movie, you probably made enough money where you could stop. Yeah.
I mean, here's an unpopular fact about me. I get chewed out for this one a lot. I've only seen the first two Harry Potter movies. Yeah.
You have an HBO Max subscription, don't you?
I do.
You know that you literally have the entire collection. They even have the new ones, the Fantastic Beasts series, too.
That ties in, right?
Yeah, that's like the extension of it. Or not the extension, but like it's the prequel to it.
Oh, okay, so
it's pretty fucking
good.
I
have to watch those first.
No. You're going to watch Harry Potter first.
Okay.
Because that's the way they were written.
Got it.
But, yeah.
No, the wizard stuff just never did it for me. I was just like, yeah.
See, I used to feel the same way, and maybe it was just because, like, I don't know, when you're a kid reading the books, it feels a lot more different, but after I, like, binged the entire... I binged every fucking movie up until the new Fantastic Beasts, this Secrets of Dumbledore thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
I was always more into lightsabers. Have you tricked out... I haven't watched any of it yet.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I've seen a single Star Wars movie.
Really?
I've seen, like...
Okay.
I've seen Revenge of the Sith, and what's it called?
That's
like,
the
Return
best one.
Of the Jedi,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I've seen, like, those two. Other than that, I don't know anything about Star Wars lore or fucking anything else.
Wow.
It's weird. I feel you can only choose so many movie, like, franchises to be invested in. It's like,
that is true.
You could be an MCU grad. You could be a DC Universe fucking guy. Like, those two kind of tie in.
They're
you could be a Harry Potter person. But to be a Star Wars, a Star Trek, a James Bond, a fucking
Marvel, yeah. DC,
like, there's only so many hours in a fucking day.
Yeah, I never really got into Star Trek or any of that
stuff. I never got into Star Trek, too. I think it's, like, people who are in Star Trek, they're a lot older, usually. Like, my dad loves fucking Star Trek.
Yeah.
Doesn't fucking Star Wars, though.
That's weird.
So I think Star Trek was before Star Wars.
I believe
so. Yeah. So, no, it definitely was. I think about TV show and how dated that shit looked. Like, yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars never had TV shows. They had cartoons.
When did the first Star Trek come out?
1987.
I love technology. 1987? I think Star Wars was like 1966.
Wow, it was the first Star Trek?
It was the first original series debut on NBC. First Star Wars I know was in the 1980s. Hold on. When did the first Star Wars come out? So,
was that right?
A New Hope was the first one, right? And that was 1977.
1977?
Yeah, so it wasn't even the 80s.
That's
so
wild.
So, yeah, you can kind of see, like, you know, I guess people growing up, they just saw Star Wars as, like, oh, this is just fucking rip on Star Trek. I'm not going to watch two space franchises.
Yeah.
They're very different.
Those fans do get at each other a lot.
Yeah.
That's fucking... I can't stay with too many franchises either. I need to take my time. DC is cursed, by the way. Like, Amber Heard, like, that's... And then this dude, whoever the fuck Miller is supposed to play the Flash, he's cut.
Wait, like, the Flash in the CW series? That's pretty good.
No, the Flash 2's casted for the movie.
Oh, wait, they're using a different actor for the...
Yeah.
I think he's just a guy from the fucking show. The guy from the show does a good job.
That's what I keep saying. The guys from the CW or DC shows need to be in the movie. Yo, Amber Heard, though.
I mean,
yeah,
DC is cursed in, like, the same way that, like, Sony's cursed.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? Like, the only good DC movie to come out... I'm so surprised how much I liked The Batman.
Yo, the Batman was fucking
that
amazing.
That is my favorite Batman movie.
Me too.
I also, I don't know, like, just hearing the way,
that and The Dark Knight, I can't.
No, I think I like it more than The Dark Knight.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think just hearing Christian Bale's fucking voices of Batman, after, like, you know, hearing Robin Pattinson, like, Robin Pattinson is now the voice I think of when I think of Batman. Christian Bale, he's, like, all muffled and grumbles, like, where are the drugs? Tell me! And it's like Robin Pattinson, like, where are the drugs? Ecchymosis. All alone. Like, that feels more Batman to me.
Mm.
Like, him being more fucking emo than, like, almost, like, comical the way that he is in The Dark Knight, you know?
That's
like,
true.
That trilogy.
The Batman was fucking amazing, though.
Yeah, that one was also so fucking depressing. Like, that is what Gotham City is. Like, it nailed the grit and the hopelessness, like, of it to a T. And I didn't even feel the 3-hour runtime.
It didn't feel like three hours.
At all. I remember I was really scared because I saw it as, like, a matinee. I'm like, shit, I'm going to this movie at fucking 2 o'clock, and then I'm going to come out, and it's going to be fucking midnight. Like, no. It was fine.
Yeah, no, that movie was fucking excellent.
Shout out to the Batman.
Yeah, shout out to Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson. Shout out to Bud Light Seltzer Hard Sodas.
Yeah.
I just got introduced to today.
This orange one, I don't know how I feel about it. I sometimes like it. Maybe I'll like it today. This is usually my least favorite flavor.
Well, that's an orange soda flavor.
Yeah, these rock. Also, the seltzer game has been insane.
Everybody has a fucking seltzer now.
Everyone's got a seltzer, but then it's like... You look at... Oh, careful, you're going to knock over one of the ones on the side. No, it's fine. Just move the box over.
Yeah.
I got to have a place for my empties to live. no, dude, like...
It's not even
that everyone makes a seltzer. It's just that... The fucking flavors that White Claw and Truly come out with now are just so fucking dumb. Like, yeah. I know someone who personally works, like, on White Claw, or a couple people, actually, and just, like, the way that they develop these new flavors just makes, like, zero fucking sense to me.
What's, like, one of the newer flavors that...
So, like, they made up this new thing called, like, I think it's, like, White Claw Refresh. It's, like, not lemonade, but it's not a seltzer, but it has, like, a lemon flavor. It's just, like, they're taking the same flavors over and over again. And just picking a new label to fucking put on the shit. Like, just tweaking it slightly. Like, I was okay when Truly made a hard lemonade. I'm like, all right, that makes sense. I was okay
Truly,
when White Claw made, like, a new, you know, a new variety pack of flavors.
Yeah.
I was cool when they made iced teas. So the iced teas are really good.
Yeah, those are
Truly.
Good.
But then when they started doing shit like, we're going to make the retro tie-dye summer pack, like Bud Light did that shit.
Or, oh, I liked that. The Bud Light
I mean,
ones.
But the thing is, what the fuck does blue fucking tie-dye taste like to you? And then, like, Truly makes the margarita pack. And then the poolside pack. And White Claw makes this refresher bullshit pack. And then Bud Light is the worst offender, honestly. They make, like, the dumbest fucking packs.
Like, I like the blue. They made, like, a blue raspberry flavor that,
dude,
I thought
I don't know. I'm of with the shits of, like, I'll have, like, the original seltzers every now and then, and they're kind of, like, dated and boring now. I usually only grab these sorts of newer shit when it's good, like these hard sodas.
Yeah, these are...
Nailed it.
These are huge tits.
But, like, these and the iced teas and, like, the original seltzers and lemonade, that I'm cool with. Everything else, stop it. Just fucking stop. I know.
You're going to run out of
ideas.
You
want to make as much money as possible. You want to get the hype going. So we're just going to slap some fucking words together and some letters and make a new fucking seltzer. Like, we're going to call the next one Basement Couch Pack. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, there are flavors that are meant to be enjoyed in the country. Shut the fuck up. I hate advertising and marketing and shit sometimes. Because it's always so fucking fluff and nonsense.
That is true. How many more flavors are they going to come out with till they run out?
Oh, dude, if I was, like, on that account, I was working in an agency that fucking does that shit, I guarantee I could probably pitch them, like, 20 different flavor ideas and they'd buy, like, all of them. Like, it's really not... The highest barrier to fucking entry for it.
This is pretty good, though. This orange one?
This is good. I think if they expanded on this... I don't actually know. What other sodas are there? Like, the... Look, the lime, obviously a lime soda, you think of a Sprite.
Yeah.
You know, cola, you think of, like, Coke. Orange, you think of Fanta. Cherry Coke, you think of Dr.
Coke.
Pepper.
Oh, okay. I think of
Dr. Pepper more than I think of, like, Cherry Coke, honestly.
Yeah, what other sodas can you think of?
Like, Mountain Dew is kind of its own thing, but, like, Mountain Dew's really not that fucking good.
Yeah, Mountain Dew's fucking, you know, hot take. Mountain Dew's trash.
Mountain Dew is doo-doo.
Yeah, Mountain Dew's fucking garbage.
They used to spend a shit ton of money on advertising that, like, make people forget that. It's like, I see so many Mountain Dew commercials with, like, Charlie Day and Zach Levine. I'm like, these are funny. Like, they are good commercials. I'm still never going to fucking drink Mountain Dew. I don't care how many flavors you come out with. Fuck
Mountain
Dew.
They have a flaming hot Cheetos Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, why
these
would I even drink
put
that?
Whatever fucking bullshit comes into their head, like, well, that could be a flavor. Shut the fuck up.
Never once in my life was like, I want spicy soda. Never once.
Okay, no, I will say, though, I had a spicy soda once. It wasn't like one of these. I think it was like a Mexican soda. Like, that was in a glass bottle and was served at a Mexican restaurant. I just ordered it randomly. And it tasted fucking good. Like, the spice was... You ever have a jalapeno margarita?
No.
Okay. Well,
that sounds terrible.
No. Jalapeno margs are like... They sound terrible, right? You order one. It's got, like, a nice little spicy, like, kick at the end of it. So, like, overcompensate for, like, the sour and sweetness of, like, the... Just the margarita mix or, like, whatever the fuck.
Mm.
Triple sec. It's good, yeah. I love jalapeno margs.
I just can't envision spicy in my drink and me enjoying it. I need something refreshing to wash down spicy food.
You know what you get? You get you know what tajin is, or tajin, however you pronounce it? The, like, chili powder and shit they put around the rim of, like, drink sometimes. That shit changes your fucking life when you put that on, like, the rim of a margarita.
I think we gotta like, vlog and be trying spicy
drinks. We gotta have a cocktail class.
Yo, the 4th of July is coming up. I thought, like, yo, is there gonna be a glizzy eating contest?
Yeah, dude, Coney Island, it's not the 4th of July. Is it 4th? It might be 4th of July, actually, but they do it.
Yo, you could go there and watch people do that?
Yeah, dude, it's Nathan's Hot Dogs. They sponsor it. It's on the fucking boardwalk.
Whoa.
And you get to watch people house hot dogs. I have a little tidbit of trivia about the hot dog eating shit.
Okay.
Which is that, do you know how they eat it so fast or how they're able to do it?
Do they, like, suck it down like a peach?
No. So, if you're... For whatever reason, if anyone watching or listening to this, if you're ever in a hot dog eating contest, what you do is you have a glass of water, and you'll notice that they do this. The bread is the hardest part. You got to make sure that bread gets to the most compact form possible. It's full of air. That's what makes the bread hard as well. So the dog, take the dog as soon as you can. Then you get the bun. You squish it up, put it in the water, make it really compact and tight, slam that back. And that's what they do. They don't eat the full fucking hot dog like a regular hot dog because that would – take too much time.
Yeah.
So they do dog, boom, and just do that. They keep on fucking doing that until they eat like 100 hot dogs or whatever the fuck. That's how Kobayashi. That's he invented like.
And that's like not against the rules.
No, it's not. He was the first person to, I guess, figure it out and like to do it. And so like the previous record was on like 34 hot dogs and shit, and he like took it to like 50 or some shit because of what his like technique. And now that's what a lot of competitive eaters do. They try to deconstruct the food to make it quicker to eat, because you're not eating the shit for fucking taste. Like, why the fuck would you eat like regular hot dog? Just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think I'd survive in a hot dog eating contest, honestly. Wings, maybe. I think I could fare
wings, too.
Well.
There's probably a way out there to eat wings, like, faster. Like, a technique that all of them use.
Yeah. I think I would fare well in a wing eating contest, not a glizzy eating contest, though.
You're still calling it glizzy. Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, a restaurant concept of, like, a hot dog place.
With the word glizzy
with,
in it.
Yeah, with the word glizzy in the title.
Yeah, they missed out on that. I'm surprised New York didn't capitalize on that fast.
Dude, right? Like, the glizzy cart. Glizzy. You start off as a glizzy food cart, and then...
Yo.
No, honestly, okay, there's this one restaurant in Richmond. It's one of the few places that I miss. We'll get into that later. It's called City Dogs. Mm. And their whole thing is it's a bar, you know, but they sell hot dogs there. And the hot dogs are made in the way that they're made in these different cities. So, you know, you have, like, a Chicago dog, a Manhattan dog,
yeah.
a Coney dog, or no, a Cincinnati dog, which is, you know, Cincinnati chili and lots of cheddar cheese. But every dog made in the way that it's made in, like, those cities, because every city has their own take on, like, a
yeah.
hot dog.
Like, I've had a Chicago dog.
Chicago dogs
those
are fucking
are awesome,
good.
Yeah.
They, Chicago has probably the best hot dogs, I think.
I
Manhattan dog was nice, too. Like, those were my two I used to always, like, go to order. And they had a Richmond dog, which is whatever the fuck a Richmond dog is, honestly.
Well, yeah, what's...
I'd have to look up their menu. Like, I don't really know it that well off the top of my head. But that place fucking rocks. If you're in Richmond for some reason...
We opened up a hot dog place around here not too long ago. The Hot Dog Factory.
Wait, there's a hot dog place
on Tremont,
here?
Yeah. It's
Wait,
near.
What?
Yeah, it's called the Hot Dog Factory. It's pretty good,
no
honestly.
Fucking way.
I wish I could say it's called the Glizzy Factory, but
honestly,
it's not.
Like... Hot dogs as a food are kind of fucking gross. Don't get me wrong.
You don't like hot dogs?
Dude, okay. Like, eating one of those shit takes, like, 2 years off your life. You know what I mean? Like, they're really fucking terrible for you. Oh, I know. Actually, no. I walked past it with the Hot Dog Factory. But, damn, I didn't know it was good food.
No, I like it. I personally fucks with it hard.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt they have, like, a soy dog.
Wait, hot dogs are really that
shit.
Bad for you?
Dude, hot dogs are fucking... Hold on. I'm gonna Google this. Hot dogs take years off your life.
You're about to, like, ruin my life right now.
Dude, like, I seriously... Yeah. So, hold the hot dog. A recent study suggests that eating just one could take 36 minutes off your life, according to researchers at the University of Michigan, published studying in the journal Nature Food in
one
August.
Hot dog.
36 minutes.
36 minutes. You know
so
how many
gotta,
hot dogs I've eaten?
So you gotta think about, like, these contests. Those fuckers are gonna die next year.
Like, dude... 36
yeah, no.
minutes off your life.
Dude, it's fucking... Do you know what kind of meat is in a hot dog?
No, because I don't want to ruin my perception of the hot
right,
dog.
Well, I mean, I could ruin it for you right now.
I mean, yeah, go ahead. You already did it to 36 minutes.
So the way that hot dogs are made, because you got to think about what a hot dog is. Like, it's a tubular wiener. It's not like a sausage. Like, a sausage is different than a hot dog. Because a sausage is like a real... It's like real fucking meat. What the hot dog is made out of is the same way how, like, chicken nuggets are made.
Tubular
they take the
wiener.
Byproduct... of a bunch of meats like pork and chicken and beef and that they can't like make into anything else, and they just grind it up and shape it to a fucking dog, and that's the shit. And they put a bunch of like nitrogen and other shit so it doesn't like go bad and doesn't like taste like terrible. Yeah, dude, hot dogs will kill you.
Damn, now I just want to put hot sausage in between buns now, and that doesn't sound any better. But
whoa,
hey,
hot sausage between the buns. Get this man some milk. He's a simp.
Damn. I don't know if I want to eat hot dogs anymore.
Yeah, this time it's fucked for you, dude.
Yeah, you literally ruined the hot dog for me.
I mean, you can still eat them, but, like, you know.
It takes 36 minutes off my life.
Have, like, two a month. Like, don't. How? I mean, honestly, though, a hot dog by itself isn't, like, a full meal.
Yeah, I mean, when you honestly think about it, how many hot dogs does one consume in a year?
Like, I think. Okay, if we're gonna, like, this is the graph, right? The graph is right here. Hot dog consumption is this line that I'm drawing. This is January, this is December. It's probably, like, here, right? And then baseball season starts, and then
yeah,
summer, 4th of July
yeah.
peaks, and it starts to slowly taper off, because no one's eating hot dogs in fucking October.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, in September, the line must
hot dog is there. The summer food, so, you know, you're only killing yourself in the best part of the year, so.
Yeah, that makes it better.
Or, I guess if you're in, like, California or someplace where it's Florida, it's nice weather all the time. Maybe you're just killing yourself constantly. Well, I don't know. I feel like people in, like, California... No, they don't eat hot dogs in California.
They don't?
They don't really eat I mean, they have them, but, like...
They definitely eat hot dogs in Chicago.
I think, yeah, but Chicago is a summer, winter city. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Miami, I can't imagine anyone eating a hot dog there. Like, I feel like there's other food options that are close enough to a hot dog and give you the same experience, but not a hot dog. Like, in Cali, best Mexican food, you're eating tacos all the time. Like, a hot dog and the way you hold it is more like a taco than anything else. Yeah. At least I know when I... Last time I ate a hot dog, like, I was holding my head to the side like it was a fucking taco.
See, now I'm thinking about, like, the summer foods, and is a hot dog, like, you know...
Is a hot dog what, like, purely a summer food?
Yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, is a hot dog... Is a hot dog top-tier summer food, or, like, we're rating summer food?
I don't know. Hold on, I'm thinking about this. Because summer food, I automatically go, like, barbecue season, right?
Yeah, I go cheeseburger, kind of, like, a barbecue cheeseburger.
But the thing is, like, you still eat burgers and shit year-round.
Throughout
round.
The year, yeah.
But, like, hot dogs are weird, because for some reason, you really only eat them, like,
over
during
the
late
summer.
Spring and, like, yeah, over the summer. So...
I mean, it depends what you grill, because different people grill different... Like, I love kibashi. Like,
oh, dude, I would never eat a boiled hot dog in my life. I ate one once from, like, I was a freshman in high school... Hungry as shit because I didn't have lunch money that day. Or not that I didn't have like lunch money, just like I didn't want any of the shit that they were cooking for lunch.
Yeah.
And so it's like 4 o'clock, you know, I get out of school, I'm waiting for the express bus. I'm like, dude, I just want to eat like anything right now. So there's a hot dog cart in the corner and I give them like $3 for a fucking hot dog. And I eat that shit. I'm like, I have like 2 bites and I'm ready to fucking throw up. Like it was so disgusting.
Oh yeah, boiled hot dogs are fucking trash.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna eat hot dogs, the only way to do it is on like a grill. Like if you even a flat top, not the same.
Dude, I know somebody that used to microwave hot dogs. I know this person and I love this person, but this person used to microwave hot dogs.
That motherfucker is dying tomorrow.
I don't know.
If you microwave, you're not even getting all the fucking bacteria off it. You might as well just, like, take some salmonella and shoot it up while you're at it, you know?
I love this person. I don't know if I even want to give out this person's gender, but this person used to microwave hot dogs.
That is totally a man shit. It's a man thing to do.
Nah, it's crazy because it was a girl.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I ever see this person in real life, like, I'm not going to...
She's a sweet person.
I'm going to judge her so harshly. Like...
She
could be a great person, but I don't think I'll ever get over that.
It took me a while to get over it. It took Chris a while to get over it. It took a lot of us a while to get over it.
I think you're saying too much.
You're
about to blow this person up.
Yeah. I might send this person this clip on Instagram.
What is this cat doing right now?
He wants to play with everything.
Yo, Oliver. Get off the light.
Hey.
We just need to have, like, shit to throw
at. Yeah, just...
All right. That works.
Yeah, but damn, we got on this whole food conversation.
Yeah, what other top-tier summer foods are there?
Ribs.
Yeah, I guess ribs. I don't know, dude. I never really liked ribs, honestly.
No, you're not a sausage guy?
Grilled sausage, but I feel like I only get that shit at, like, the feast, you know what I mean?
Oh, the feast. Yeah, the fucking feast.
Like... Damn, would that also make, like, fried Oreos and Zeppelin's a summer food? Because I would put those, like, at the top.
Dude, I would...
Because I've never eaten a fried Oreo at any month that was in June or July.
I'd fuck hard for fried Oreos right now.
Dude, the feast is still... Oh, and actually, that was the last day of it.
There was a feast?
The Greek one, yeah.
Oliver, you fuck! There was a fucking...
Hold on. We've been in mission here. We got a disciplined cat. Oh, he caught that
he
shit!
He caught it? Damn.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Okay, you know what? Just move the chair. Move the chair away
Oliver,
from the
you
cat.
Bastard.
Just put the chair... Just put it down exactly where you are.
Now we need to come for that one.
The madness. Oh, yeah, now he's in a fucking... What is a crappy little fuck.
We have a kitten, and he is destructive.
I don't think he's a kitten anymore. How old is he? He's 8 months, he had his balls off, he's a cat.
Yeah, he's a cat now, Fuck, what were you talking about?
We're talking about summer foods and feasts
and
fried Oreos.
Is a feast just a New York, New Jersey thing?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, the last feast is obviously the Feast of San Gennaro, which is, like, when they shut down literally that one block. And that shit rocks. And it's anywhere where there's, like, a huge Italian, like, population.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Richmond... Hatfields, they had a place that did fried Oreos once where it was just at a, like a music festival and shit, and they had like the ice cold lemonade and shit. I'm like, that's totally a New York thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah. It's like in the same way that like the pizza everywhere else like fucking blows. There's no Italian people fucking making it.
Dude, I don't think I've ever had pizza that wasn't in New York.
Dude, there wasn't any good Italian food really, like in Richmond, if I'm being honest.
But I had Italian food in South Carolina one time. It wasn't terrible.
But dude, nothing's gonna compare to New York. Yeah, New York, you know, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like probably like New York and Chicago. You know, I'm thinking of places that have like large Italian populations, like New York, Chicago, probably DC, just it's a big enough city to do so.
Yeah.
On the West Coast, I feel like Italian food's not really a thing. It's more like Mexican food.
Mm.
And like Asian food probably is like better out there.
Asian food fucks hard too.
We should be a little more specific though. Like, what Asian food do you fuck with the most?
Wait, this is where I'm stupid. Like, sushi isn't technically Asian food, right?
No, sushi is Japanese.
Yeah, sushi fucks.
I feel like sushi's probably better in California, or on, like, on the West Coast as a whole. I
think so.
Yeah. I think Mexican food...
I'm new to the sushi
game. It's probably,
game.
Like, California or Texas fighting for that top spot of, like, the best, like, Mexican food. Although Texas...
They need to go to Texas.
It's like different.
I need to go to Texas. That's like on my bucket list. I've never been to Texas.
Dude, I don't know. I technically have been to Texas if you count like airports. Like I went to like the Dallas airport once.
Well, no, I want to like go and eat like Texas barbecue.
I do want to go to like Austin, for example. Austin seems like a really cool fucking city.
Or Dallas. Dallas seems cool too.
Yeah, I don't know. Dallas is a little bit too like, I don't know, like commercial. I mean, I feel like Dallas is like a little more soulless than like Austin is.
Mm.
So Austin has, like, dope fucking music festivals and shit. Like, yeah. Austin City Limits Festival, that shit seems lit as fuck.
I want to go to Nashville also. Nashville's big on music.
Dude, yeah, Nashville I would go to. It's funny. I remember I got – actually, no, I'm not going to say that because I'm going to dox them. But, okay, basically there's a company that I was talking to, and they're on Gay Street in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool. I would love to go to Nashville.
But they would have had me live in Knoxville. I'm like, I'm not living in Knoxville.
Did you see the new Jackass movie, or did we talk about that on Zoom?
We definitely talked about that on Zoom. Yeah. Although they made the Jackass 4.5, which is like the behind-the-scenes look of it. It's not like a extension of it. It's like a more behind-the-scenes type look.
I haven't seen it.
I watched it a little bit, but I didn't watch the full thing. It was all right. I mean, I feel like just watching them... At some point, made me like happy because my whole shit is back. But another part of me got really sad because I was like, "Yo, I remember watching Jackass 3 when I was in like 8th grade. Like Jackass 2, I think came out. I was like, I wasn't even fucking middle school. I was watching that shit.
Yeah, like, I was watching.
Yeah, so it just reminds me of how old that I've gotten. And then when I see like Johnny Knoxville, he's not dyeing his hair anymore. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, I'm changing. Steve-O's probably the one who aged, like, the best out of all. I'm like, Steve-O looks better.
Yeah.
But that's because he got veneers and shit, and he, like, doesn't do fucking
drugs
or
drink,
drinks,
yeah.
And he's fucking vegan now, so.
He's vegan also, Steve-O? Mm-hmm. I respect
it. He did this one stunt one time to, like, for animal rights, to protest, like, SeaWorld or whatever. He, like, climbed on top of this crane, and he had, like, an inflatable, like, whale and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops came. Yeah, that's why he did that shit. It was an animal rights thing. It's fucking crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
I like how we both just rank at the same time. How far down are you?
I'm like over here.
Oh, you're here? I'm like on the cusp of finishing.
Ah, gotcha. I'm getting that drink.
Yeah. We had. So what are we on right now? I'm like starting to lose my train of thought with the.
Yeah, we were big on food. Yeah, we were big on food.
How did we
food.
Start talking about. Oh, yeah, we were talking about which cities had like better food or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's enough food talk. We gotta get down to the real issues here.
Getting me hungry.
The real.
My shirt says still fat. Thank you, Danny Priori, for the shirt. You're the fucking man. Yeah, we gotta get down some nitty gritty, which is. So I don't even know what that is. Johnny Depp has a big win for men.
Johnny Depp
I'll
did.
I'll say that.
Yeah. That's also news at this point. We did the reaction to it and shit. Yeah. Well, okay, no. And now I remember one of the things we talked about before this that we were gonna talk about, which is Drake's new album.
Yeah, so I'm out of the loop, so you gotta put me on. Because...
Alright, so this album has been very polarizing in a way, because I feel like the majority of people are split on it. There are people, like I said, who love this album, because it's a nice like housey, like EDM, fucking like clubbing, like in Ibiza,
it's like a dance
on an island, like it's like nice. It's not like, I don't know, the
it's
typical
not a sad
Drake.
Boy rap.
No, it's not really sad boy rap.
Oh, okay.
The instrumentals are so fucking different. The beats go hard as shit, and that's why I like it. But to some extent, here's another opinion that I side with about it: is that the album sounds exactly like shit you would hear in H&M or like commercial like music.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like really fucking happy and really fucking vibey like beats and shit. But
so like he's not spitting bars?
No, it's not. I don't think I remember most bars from it, if I'm being honest. Like, it's really about the beats for me in this album, okay. Which is a huge departure because I feel like every Drake album, he has a couple lines in there that are fucking like, whew, and then and that becomes every like girl on Instagram caption for a couple of like months.
Yeah, Drake is a big female Instagram caption guy.
Dude, but there's this one song, I forgot the fucking name of it, but it's got this beat in the background of it, and it sounds like a bed creaking when you're fucking on it. It's like, I don't know if you would know.
I mean, I've been fucking on futons for a while.
It's like that. It's like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, Drake was fucking, and he was like, yo, this shit could be
record.
A beat. And then he was like, yo, babe, grab your phone. Press record for me.
Yo.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But that's about all I gotta say about it. The title's kind of interesting. It's honestly never mind. The cover is way better than Certified Lover Boy. I fucking hate that cover.
Doesn't
still.
It almost look like a fucking metal album cover in this thing?
It does, but it's got like chrome text on it. It's really fucking spacey looking. Like, looks like this. Like,
yeah.
That's
honestly,
what it looks like.
If I didn't know who Drake was and you showed me that album cover, I would have thought you were showing me the cover to a metal album.
Yeah, dude, that looks fucking cool.
Yeah, no, that does look kind of cool.
Wait, all right, let's. I got a section for us right now. We're going to rate Drake's cover albums.
Okay.
All right, so let's start at the beginning.
And
you know,
is good for me because I'm...
We're going back to So Far Gone. Obviously a classic. I like this album cover a lot.
Really?
I would probably... Yeah, dude, the way the type is all stacked and shit, and it's like... Just really simple, like classic kind of feel to it.
If I was walking in a CD store and I saw that, I think I'd walk by it.
I don't know. I feel like this would get my attention personally. I like how simple it is. I would give this like probably like a 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going 3.5.
You know, another thing I noticed about some artists is like if they whether or not they have a theme or naming scheme to their albums and their album covers. Like the first person comes to mind is like you know Kanye had a blueprint. With, like, the teddy bear for, like, most of the albums.
Yeah,
and then he did Beautiful Darkness of Fantasy, and then he switched the game, and now it's different shit every time.
Yeah.
Drake's never really had a blueprint. I mean, you can count his face as it, but that's not really it.
Yeah, that's true.
But if I think of, like, other artists, like Lil Wayne, like, the Carter, like, those all kind of had a similar, like, looking shit
to
them. So you always knew you were looking at. And also Eminem, like, Marshall Mathers, all those have a similar
look.
Yeah,
he was
them.
In it. In some different location.
Yeah, but these are all different, so this is going to be good. This is a diverse amount of graphics. Then we got Thank Me Later. I hate this album cover.
Really?
Personally. Yeah.
I was going to go 5.5.
No, I'd give this shit like a fucking 3. I hate like the camera effect on it. People know. We'll put it up maybe if we want. I don't know. This doesn't do it for me. It's like, also the way it says like Thank Me Later, Thank Drake Me Later. Could be read like that.
Kind
of fucks with me.
You know what?
And
that
I don't
that
like
knocks
it.
Off points for me, yeah, too.
I would give this a fucking 3 out of 10.
Yeah, just because of what you pointed out at.
It drives me insane. And it's, like, kind of blurry, like, this effect. Because since, you know, I'm the wizard, I would know how to make some Photoshop.
Yeah.
This takes about, like, I don't know.
5 minutes.
Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I could make that album right now. All right, Take Care. Fantastic fucking cover in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a good album cover.
I think an album cover should be judged by like when you're listening to the music, how much does the music match it, and then two, is it just like an image I can get lost in, like a photo I could look at for like 20 minutes and still be like interested. And this is one of those photos, I think.
Yeah, if I was a very hot Puerto Rican girl in the 11th grade walking down the aisles in a Best Buy, I'm picking that up.
Yeah. So, this for me...
Or if I was a gay dude.
I gotta... Yeah. Or if you're a gay dude, happy Pride Month.
Yeah.
So, I think I would probably... So, let's see. I gave the first one a 7.5, right? This is better than that for sure. This is, like, getting a clear 8.
Yeah, I'd give that an 8.
And then we have Nothing Was the Same. There's two of them, but they're very similar. So we're going to have the deluxe version, which is the one most people know.
I don't
know. The side profile of Drake, Heads and Thoughts. This one feels a little bit too narcissistic for me. It feels like it's lacking depth.
It just looks lazy too. I don't like the illustration on his face.
Yeah, I don't really like the illustration so much. I hate that like that haircut was a fucking thing. Also, Drake changes his look for every album.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of
that's
like
a three for me.
A passing fleeting moment. I'll give it a five. Like the clouds were cool. I remember like I recreated like I would take a selfie from the side when there was like really cloudy like bright fucking day. Nothing was the same. So I thought that it had some cultural impact in that sense. But otherwise. You know, great album title. I don't really like it that much. If you're reading this, it's too late.
My emo side gives this like a 7.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the title like wasn't that, I would fucking hate this. But the title rocks on this.
Yeah.
The little Six God thing right there. I'm gonna give this like probably like a 5.5.
I'm gonna give that a 7 just because my inner emo.
A 7. That's pretty high. I don't know if I'd give it a 7. What a time to be alive with Drake and Future. It's just like diamonds and shit. It feels kind of lazy, like a stock photo. But at the same time, I do like it. But I don't know if I like it that much. I like this album a lot. Like, this is my go-to album.
It's like the hit song.
When I'm hooping in the gym. It has to be Jumpman, which is...
Okay, I've heard that song before.
Yeah. When I think about the stock photo thing, I think this is like probably like a 4.
Yeah, I was going to say 4.
I like it, but the cover does not do the album justice.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Views. With Drake, very tiny, sitting up there on top of the CN Tower.
Yeah, I like the picture.
Yeah, I like this album a lot. I also, this was like one of those few albums that I put on in the car. I was also just driving. Oh, there's so many, dude.
For those of you asking or wondering why I'm asking that.
Oh, it's probably between Controlla, like Controlla, and One Dance. I need a One Dance.
I like that song. Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is tough. This is one of my favorite Drake albums, and it's also a really good cover. I did make a remake of this.
I give that a six.
Six. This is also in the eights for me, I think.
Yeah.
I'm 8.5 on Views. More Life. We got Drake's Dad, a playlist by October for him.
See,
I don't like this one that much. Like, immediately, like, when I saw the cover, I didn't want to listen to this album.
Okay, so...
Passion Fruit is probably, like, the hit off of this one.
Me 7 years ago would shit all over that album cover. Me now, like, being a documentary buff and watching tons of music documentaries... That's very, that album cover is very, like, 90s punk, like, early 90s punk.
That's fair, yeah, I see
like,
that.
Like, if you look at
but that's not what the vibe of the album is.
The vibe of the album is, though, yeah. Yeah. So, like...
I'm giving this one a 6 out of 10.
I would give it, like, a 6, too. It reminds me of old Minor Threat album covers where it's just, like, the lead singer sitting on a porch or something. Or, like, Rancid album covers.
Fair.
Where it's the guy sitting on the porch or whatever.
We got Scorpion. I hate this one. 1 out of 10. I also did not
this
album at all.
It's your face with a signature next to it,
yeah,
right?
Like,
yeah, not
like, Nonstop was the only good song off of here that I still listen to. Care Package. I don't even know if I count this one. I've never listened to this. I give it 1 out of 10, too. It looks like shit.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this one.
How many albums fucking do I have?
Oh, a lot. I haven't listened to a single thing. Then we got the Dark Lane demo tapes. Also, pretty lazy. 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't like it. There's a couple songs on here that I obviously have saved. Like, Time Flies and, like, Landed. But, yeah. Now we're at the second to most recent album, Certified Lover Boy.
I hate that album cover.
Yeah, I'm
giving that,
like, a 0.5 out of 10. I'll give it a 0, but we're not putting zeros on the scale. But like, this is so fucking lazy and so... bullshit. It became a meme because of how bad it was, too.
Yeah, for those of you listening, it's just literally fucking emojis. It's
emojis of pregnant women in different colored shirts.
Yeah,
and different, like, skin tones.
That's a trash album cover.
Yeah, and that's actually, like, this is the only stock emoji is this one of, like, the white girl in the blue shirt.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's garbage.
And then, finally, honestly, never mind.
I like that.
I don't know if it's my favorite, but I do like it a lot. I think the typeface is really fucking cool.
I
feel
like 7.
I go 7 too on it.
I feel like Eminem has some of the greatest album covers of all time. Like, his early shit, anyway.
Eminem show for me stands out.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say that.
Yeah, that one was a fucking good one. Yeah. I personally don't listen to a lot of Eminem these days.
Yeah, Eminem's kind of... I feel like he has.
I feel like he should have stopped a while ago. He just didn't. So that's
what where. Sucks. What album for you were you like, yo, I'm just kind of done?
Wait, he has. There's the expanded edition?
This just came out, yeah. This just came out. It was like 20.
I don't know why I would listen to this, but I will.
Yeah, I've been meaning to.
Yeah, no. Music Murder By, I don't like any.
Dude, that shit is hard.
After Marshmallow's LP2, he should have stopped. That was.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stopped.
Yeah. Recovery. Kind of shit, too. I didn't really like Recovery a lot. It was too poppy for me.
There's, like, songs off it, but, like, it's not a full listen from top to bottom.
This is going to be controversial. Relapse was Eminem's best album.
You think so?
Or no,
whoa,
no, no,
that's
not,
controversial.
Okay, not that it was his best, but it deserves to be in, like, top three ranking for
yeah?
me.
Yeah? Wow.
I like Relapse. I like Refill. Relapse was the first Eminem album I actually bought on a CD.
Okay.
For some reason. Like, I think it was just I was in the CD store with my mom one day. And was out, and I picked it up.
There are really good songs.
And I put it into, like, my CD player, and I was playing GTA, Liberty City Stories, and I have that on headphones, and
yeah.
I'd be playing it.
Insane is a really good song.
Dude, Dre Am, the music for that shit rocks. Yeah. My mom was fucking hilarious. I remember I put this shit in my dad's car, and he would, like, play that song religiously, because he thought it was hilarious. On the way to work, he would, like, fucking blast it and shit. Deja Vu... Cracker Bottle was like
Cracker
the
Bottle
hit off
was,
there.
Yeah, Cracker Bottle was the shit.
We Made You. That was a sick video. Yeah. Okay, that was a fucking song.
Wasn't Kim Kardashian in that video? Oh, no, Lisa Ann was in that music
yeah.
video.
See, that's the thing. Like, this album is so slept on. People think that it fucking, like, bottomed out because it was his first album out of rehab. But
yeah.
I don't know. I like it a lot, so.
That is a good one.
But yeah, Encore.
Encore is one of my favorites.
Eminem Show was the first one to do this. That one's better. Marshmallow's LP, I feel like there was another cover besides this
dude,
one for it.
Dude, that is like...
And then the Slim Shady LP. Classic.
Yeah, the Slim Shady LP is probably one of my favorite album covers of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time. Yeah, that's one of my favorite... With the card.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know if I can agree with that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other album covers. I think, like, for me, of all time... I'd have to look at a Google list first before I confirm that.
Yeah, we would have to do a whole video or
a
podcast
whole video on album cover. Yeah, yeah. So if,
we'll be here forever.
Yeah, if that's that, I feel like we gotta... This segment
yeah.
to a close.
Yeah, we gotta tone it down on the album covers.
That is something that I could talk about forever, though. Like, album covers and making them and shit.
Me too.
Like, especially when... Oh, dude, I miss this so much. Remember when iPods had cover flow?
Yeah.
Where you could fucking slide through it. And the music, I used to do it too. Dude, when they got rid of that shit, part of me died. I was like, Apple, you fucking suck. I am never buying another fucking thing. Because I was so upset.
Dude, what's the last iPod you had? I think the last iPod I had was like the second generation Touch, probably.
Ooh, last iPod I had... I got it in like 2013. I didn't get it when it first came out. But I only had like two iPods, really. I had the iPod Nano, like third generation.
Wow.
In black from Best Buy. It was like 2007 I got that one. And then I got an iPod Nano, like, color with the video camera on it.
Oh, shit.
It was a fifth gen, I think. And I got that in, like, 2012 off my friend because he didn't want it anymore. I paid him, like, $50 for it. And then I just had, like, a bunch of music from 2012 on there, so it hasn't been charged in years. I don't even have a charger for it.
Damn.
But that iPod fucking rocked, and it was great. Like, I miss having a device just to play music, where
me
I know,
too.
Like, I'm not going to get a call, I'm not going to get any of their fucking social media
dude,
bullshit,
is
emails.
Is the worst feeling ever when you're in the best part of a song and somebody calls you?
Oh, dude, I put on Doing It Disturbed when I'm, like, in music mode. I do
yeah.
that religiously now, yeah.
That's smart, because I hate when I get a phone call and I'm, like, jamming. That shit kills my mood. That phone call better be important at that point.
Dude, it's also crazy how it had... There's probably still videos on there that I don't know of that I took a while ago. I want to go watch now.
You know, man, I don't... Maybe it's the Bud Light Seltzer kicking in, but, like, I know on my iPod in the closet, my iPod Touch, that there is a 50-50 shot. There's a video of me fucking on that thing.
Like, oh, my God.
There's a 50-50 shot. But I can't remember the password.
That you're clapping some cheeks on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta get into that thing, man.
I know. I want to get into
oh
it real
God.
Bad.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I wish iPods could make a comeback. Like, I remember when Apple announced they were discontinuing the iPod Touch, I was ready to, like, just spend $200 and get them for shits and gigs to say that, like, oh, I have, like, one of the last ones they made.
Yeah.
Because it's such an iconic piece of technology.
It really was. Yeah, I miss iPods. My first ever iPod that I ever had was the first generation, like, the little first iPod.
You had the first one?
So my grandfather, like, owned a store, like, for years. But, like, he owned it on, like, a block where, like, crackheads would just sell stuff.
Yeah.
You know, people would, like, give my grandfather shit. And, like,
damn.
He would bring back PSPs, iPods, and he bought back the first ever iPod. And my favorite part of the whole thing was Dane Cook's first comedy album, Harmful If Swallowed, was on it. And that's how I got into stand-up comedy. That's where I developed a love for, like, liking stand-up.
Damn, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, right? Isn't that, like, wild how I found out about stand-up comedy through an iPod?
Dude, the iPod Classic, that shit, the really, like, fat one that they used to sell alongside the Nano that had a fuck ton of storage in it, I would buy one of those, like, right now in a heartbeat. I remember distinctly there was this one memory. It was in a soccer tournament. We were in, like, the finals of a championship first. We were a really good fucking team that year. I was pretty fucking good on, like, defender and midfield. We were playing, and when we had our miniature hair time, I was watching The Hangover on this one kid's iPod. It was, like, crazy. This doesn't happen anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have, like, nine people, like, huddled around a tiny screen watching Hangover. Dude, a really shitty, like, small speaker.
Dude, remember putting, like, one headphone in your ear and the other headphone in your girlfriend's ear? Ew.
Okay, I didn't have a girlfriend in those times. But I remember, I used to get made fun of for this. I used to, like, people call us fucking gay, whatever, in middle school, but me and my friend Xavier, he was the one with the MP3 player. I didn't really have, like, money, and my parents wouldn't buy me one until they got me an iPod, and even then, I didn't have a computer to put music on it, so it was like, oh, got me a thing I can't fucking use. But we would walk home, earbudding one of your ear, and we just walk and shit. It was fucking great, dude. Listen to Kanye. Except when one of us would pull away, like, it would rip the shit out of my fucking ear. I'm like, fuck! Like, you asshole, I'm ready to fucking fuck you up. And I would like kick him in the fucking leg or some shit, and we would just like fight like on East Fremont.
Damn.
It was great, dude. But yeah, and I miss that guy, dude. He was like my closest friend throughout like elementary school, like through like high school and shit. I just have no idea what he does anymore.
That's right. It's crazy.
We filmed all these like shitty parkour videos because we had like a phase where we did that in like 2011. Yeah. Mike is in a lot of them.
Damn.
He'll tell you about it. We had like a whole naming system for all of us during parkour. I feel like that's, alongside doing Dumbass with Mike, like, that was the beginning of, like, me getting into, like, heavy, like, editing, like, videos and, like, learning that shit, like, on my phone using the Splice app.
In middle school?
Yeah.
Damn, that's cool.
I could probably pull up one of the videos after this and I'll show you it, but, yeah.
I used to video edit, too, but not, like, film stuff. Like, I used to make, like, mashup videos of, like, wrestling clips and put music to them. The account still exists.
I always think it's so funny how like people get into video editing. Because I feel like it always just depends on like what's popular at the times. Like for me, it was parkour. There's this guy Damien Williams or something like that on YouTube. It was like this really fucking good parkour artist. But like people in like the 90s, like early 2000s, it was skateboarding for them.
Yeah.
Got them into like making fucking videos. And like now these days, what's the bar? Vine, TikTok to make a fucking video.
Isn't that crazy? Like, you and me kind of grew up, like, having to, like, splice shit
like,
together.
Like, shitty, like, music, like, video apps and fucking doing it on your phone or, like,
Windows Movie Maker. Yeah, I used to use Sony Vegas. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, Sony Vegas. Like, and now you could just, your phone has fucking iMovie and you could do fucking anything. Or you don't even need another app. Like, you can just do it on your fucking phone itself.
Yeah, it's crazy.
These kids are privileged these days.
They don't know the struggle.
They even have, like, good camera quality. Like, even the shittiest iPhone now has, like, full HD, like, video.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I got my iPhone 4, my first iPhone, and that shit had 720p video, I was out there recording everything. Yeah. I didn't even have a reason to be doing it, but that's where my video career fucking started.
Dude, thank God for Apple. But, yeah, these kids don't know the struggle, dude.
Dude, they don't know the struggle of, like, taking photos on a really shitty Motorola Razr phone. I feel
God, I used to have a Motorola Razr.
Or a Sidekick.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? I'm predicting this right now. There is going to be a revival in, like, mid-2000s tech and probably the next 5 years where people are going to start... It's not, like, film cameras really popping up. People taking photos on, like, film shit, disposable cameras. Because, like, even though it's worse quality, it's about the vibe and the aesthetic. There's going to be a period where people go through where they're going to want to take photos on, like, really shitty, like, mid-2010s, like, phones or, like, you know, pre-2010s phones.
Probably.
back when like MySpace was a fucking thing. Yep.
Ollie joined
just
us.
Chilling here. Got our little co-host.
Our mascot.
Our mascot. The only pussy we ever get in this asylum.
Yeah, right. We haven't been badged down here in a while.
So you couldn't even get a female cat. You got to get a fucking male cat.
I did. He's our lethal protector.
Just really adding to the jokes here. Yeah, he's stomping on all these roaches and rats and everything.
Yeah. He's our lethal protector, our lethal defender. Look, he jumped off to get a fucking book just now. Now, I watched him kill a fucking fly today and eat it.
Dude, I love watching cats kill bugs.
Yeah.
That is, like, one of my really weird personal, like, joys in life. Is, like, my cat back in Harlem, Milo, like, whenever he sees a fly, some shit buzzing around, like, you ever see a cat,
going
like,
to
chirp?
Hunt him out? Yeah.
They go...
Yeah.
And what they're doing when they do that is, like, they're priming their, like, jaws in their mouth to be able to clamp down on something and, like, eat it and, like, hunt. So, like, that's why they go, like... They make their always be like... Yeah. Noises. Like, that's what that is. Gotta... It can't...
This motherfucker took out...
You were saying?
This motherfucker took out a fly, like, in midair today, and I watched it. I wish I could have recorded it, but it happened so sporadically.
Is that just the karate kid?
Dude, like, it was up here near the window during the day. There was a fly, like, right near the window, and I watched him fucking yeet it and then eat it all in one motion.
Dude, I feel like if you ever want to monetize your cat, and this is a free idea for anyone listening, just fucking get a camera, get a really bright room, and just get random bugs, like, put in there, and just have your cat go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I would watch that shit, personally.
Cat porn.
Whoa.
That's what it would be for people.
No.
People...
No, it's cat hunting, okay? It's the cat hunting channel is what it would be. The CHC. Get it fucking right.
Yeah.
Cat porn is like cats literally fucking. I don't want to see that
shit.
No,
I don't want to see cats fucking.
You ever hear cats fucking on the street? That shit sounds horrible.
Bro,
it sounds like they're fucking fucking killed.
You know, like a year ago or 2 years, I don't even know how long it's been now, but I didn't know cats had dicks.
Oh, dude, cats have the weirdest dicks.
Yeah, they look like pointy razors.
Yeah, that's because, like, it literally rips open, like, the vag of the female cat.
That's crazy.
And so it's, like, harder for them to escape and, like, blah. Like, you ever seen the dick of, like, a fucking, I think it's either a duck or a platypus? Mm-hmm. That shit is corkscrew shaped because of the fact that, like, it was the most prime way to pass your seed along. So over time, they just evolved to have these really fucking curvy dicks.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, dude. You think that even when you look down at your package like today, you might not be that impressed with it. But realize that package is the result of thousands of years of human evolution where that was the most prime way to get your spoink into the bajay.
Yeah, that's true. Oliver, you made us talk about dicks.
While we're on the dick topic, though, I do know this one fact about human dicks. And, like, evolutionary benefits. Apparently, if you're a male and your member down there is, like, very heavily mushroom-shaped, like, if you got a really wide fucking tip, but your shaft is, like, skinnier,
yeah,
it works in the same way where it's, like, harder for you to pull out and it makes it more likely that your sperm stays in there.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, people, you got really mushroom-shaped dicks, you guys are more... you got the more evolutionary, like, beneficial
penis.
Fucking... peen for passing your seed along.
Shit. The things you learn on this show.
Dude, I've got like a plethora of really shitty, really bad trivia knowledge just over the years of like Googling. Like, I'm one of those motherfuckers where if you put Wikipedia in front of me or a map, I'm entertained for hours.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll read about fucking anything. I'll just go through and maybe just my ADHD brain, like, I can just fucking get into anything.
I'm like that with YouTube with the documentaries and, like, interviews. Like, I can watch people I like get interviewed for hours. Like, hockey players, musicians, wrestlers, actors. Like, I can go for hours watching somebody I like get interviewed.
Dude, see, personally for me, I can't get into, like, documentaries anymore just because, like, you know, film school, like, knowledge that I just see how they're made, and a lot of them are so fucking low effort having, like, made documentaries before. But I can't take half of them seriously. So I'm just like, I look at some shit, I see like some sort of fucking error just the way they filmed it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, I can't watch this shit. You're using the regular templated title? Like, have some fucking self-respect. Change the font. Motherfucker, I'm losing my goddamn mind over this. I can't even pay attention to the shit that's happening, and they all follow the same format. It's so boring. I fucking can't watch documentaries anymore. They've been ruined for me.
Damn, man. I empathize.
One more thing I want to talk about. I see that we're getting close to the time here.
Gotcha.
On the regular episode. If you don't mind. We can keep
going.
Yeah,
no, whatever you want to do. Yeah, bring it up.
So, it's Pride Month.
It is.
I did have something that I want to share. So you might notice I look a little bit different. Mustache.
Sean is rocking the stash.
The stash is cash. What I didn't really think about...
T-shirt.
Or it was random. I thought about this. Like, look at him. Having a mustache feels kind of gay for some reason. And I'm not lying.
Wait, like, so you feel gay because of the mustache?
Like, I like the mustache. But at the same time, I'm like, why does having a mustache feel gay? So then I Googled, like, Hear me out. I go, I was like, are mustaches gay? And this New York Times article came up. It was published in, like, 2006. And it talked about how the mustache has become, like, one of the facial hair, like, symbols for, like, the gay community. And I thought all my friends I knew have mustaches. Pretty much all of them are fucking gay.
Yeah?
Yeah, and...
Like, just a stash. They rock just a stash.
Yeah, and you know one of the reasons why that started?
Why?
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I was just about to say Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, you see a dude rocking a mustache and he seems pretty well-groomed, chances are, like, I'm not
trying to... No, we're not gay bashing. Yeah, no.
But the mustache has been heavily embraced by the gay community.
Yo, I will say this, dude. Gay people have a great sense of style. I'll say that right now. Those motherfuckers could dress.
It's weird how that happens, too. Yeah. It's like, if I decided to be, like, gay tomorrow, would I instantly, like, have a sense of fashion? Yeah.
Well, you already have a sense of fashion, but that doesn't make you gay. I think you have...
That's another thing, too. Like, growing up, I used to get fucking bagged on for, like, knowing how to dress and shit. And, like, wanting to, like, know about clothes. Like, when I worked at, like, Ralph Lauren and shit, like, everyone there kind of thought I was, like, bi or, like, gay or some shit. Nah, dude, I just like fucking...
Like dressing
looking
up.
Nice. Like, yeah. I don't want to look like I shopped out of the discount bin at the fucking local Goodwill.
Yeah. Why do people pigeonhole that? Why is dressing nice?
Why is dressing nice gay?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think it's...
I wore a salmon-colored button.
It's something about, like, self-image, where it's like, I don't know, just straight dudes don't have the same sense of self-image. Like, a straight dude goes to a bar... Like, if you think of just straight bars and gay bars, just the vibes of those two things.
You ever been to a gay bar?
Of course, I've been to hell of gay bars. I love gay bars, dude.
Yo.
I have a great time at gay bars. I think that... You know, it's not. I'm not saying, like, straight people should be at gay bars and make them, like, less gay, but, like, I've had so much fun. Probably more fun than I had at straight bars. When I think of a straight bar, I think of, like,
people just with
a,
beer sport, balls.
A sports bar
yeah.
where there's sports on, and maybe they have, like, I don't know, fucking a DJ and beer pong and shit, and, like Brewski's is a stereotypical fucking straight bar, and
straight
I
up.
Fucking hate that place.
Me too. Fuck Brewski's. I don't care. I said it on the show. I don't give a fuck.
Well, like, a gay bar, they always have a vibe to them. And so even if you're not gay, you could still appreciate a good vibe and a good time.
Whether
it's, like, disco or fucking... The other thing about the gay community, and I know this is, like, my best friend from high school is gay. There's different bars for different, like, gays. Like, there's a bottom bar where, like, bottoms, like, go to. There's, like, a bear bar where you're going to meet, like, you know...
Oh, husky, like...
Yeah, husky, like, gay men.
Like, yeah...
Like, they have it down to, like, a science of, like, what bars do what types of gays, like, go to.
Is there a bar where, like, straight people can, like, wait, like, is there a gay bar where you could go to and be straight?
Dude, yeah, every gay, like, bar a straight person can go to. But it's
but
just, like, you're, I feel like straight
you
people.
You get judged for it.
No, you don't. Straight people not going to gay bars, like, you're missing out on so, on another world of, like, fun. Like, I went to, so, one of the best dance bars in Richmond was a gay bar. It was actually, like, it's called Babes.
Yeah.
And that place is fun as fuck. Even though it's, like, mostly gay, like, you can go to the straight person, have fun, fucking dance with people, but, like, you know, you're just not gonna fucking go home with someone or, like, expect to...
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna bring a chick back home if I go to a gay bar.
Yeah, but, like,
when you lesbian.
When you lift that, like, weight off your shoulders, like, oh, you know, this bar, like, get drunk, get laid... You have a good fucking time.
Yeah.
Going out to a bar should not be about that. It should be about having a good time
with your friends.
With fun fucking people. So, yeah. It's also crazy to think, like, the gay community has like, at least the male game has, like, different, like, names for different, like, types of, like, gays. They're, like, you're just, like, your personality stereotype. So you got, you know, your stereotype, bear is the most commonly known one. You know, a bear is, like, a very,
yeah,
like,
that's like,
big man.
Hairy,
really
chest.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's another word, or there's another, like, the derivative of that is the otter. That's an otter is a small bear. You know, still a hairy, but, like, smaller in stature and size.
Okay.
If you take an otter and you make them very, like, hairless and very, like, frail, they become a twink.
Will I be a twink?
You would not be a twink.
Well, because I have a gut. Would I be an otter?
You're probably an otter, dude.
Yeah, I'm probably an otter in the gay community.
I'm probably, like, an otter as well in the gay community. You got
otters.
Bears, you got otters, you got daddies, which are just, like, super, like, old, like, gay men.
Oh, okay.
There's probably, like, more that I can think of, but... Yeah, they have, like, punk, like, gays.
They're punk,
like,
gays.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Okay. Why did I say
like,
I said that super judgmental, I apologize.
I feel like maybe this is just a product of, like, drugs and that, but you don't meet enough gay people, dude. You gotta meet more gay people.
I met more gay people when I traveled than I did... than I do with being in New York. Well, I was in Hell's Kitchen the other day.
Hell's Kitchen is, like, one of the gayest neighborhoods.
Dude, yeah, there's a lot of gay bars over there. I went to a concert to go see the band The Wallows.
Like, yeah, if I think of going out in New York City and I'm going to, and I want to go to a gay bar, chances are you're going to find me in Hell's Kitchen, or you're going to find me in Chelsea.
Should we vlog us going to a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen?
Dude, yeah, of course. It's fucking...
Yeah, my vacation is soon.
Like,
very soon.
Like, Hell's Kitchen, there's one place, Mickey Spillane's.
I
love that
place.
Yeah. Mickey Spillane's is fun as fuck, dude. There's also, I think, like, it's called, like, Boxer Bar. I'm not even sure if this place is still here, because I've been away for 2 years, and, you know, the Panini changes shit, but, yeah, lots of fun gay bars that I think everyone should go to, like, at least once. Like, not even for, like, the Pride and bullshit, just go to have a good fucking time.
Yeah, just go to have fun. I think we gotta go hit up a gay bar. We should bring Tina with us.
If you're, like, ever feeling pretty, like, down about yourself, and as a dude, go to a gay bar, you will feel way less down about yourself. There's something, like,
I feel
very,
like, gay people are really
there's something
passionate
very, very
too.
Flattering about, like, getting a compliment from a gay man, and, like, you know, not being gay, you're just like, yo, like, you look fucking great. And I'm like, thank you. Like, the thing is, like, a woman will never compliment you like that, because
they're
not expected to ever make the first move or doing that shit.
Of course.
But a guy is telling you, like, hey, man, you look fucking good, like... I don't care how fucking straight you are or whatever, like, that's gonna put a smile on your face.
Yeah, that's a fact. Compliments from gay people do big time happiness, you know?
I remember, like, I used to, like, go to this one Starbucks that was in, like, Hell's Kitchen because it was near where I was working at the time. But Risa would, like, always give me, like, a free, like, drink or, like, a free patient. And I'm like, alright, this is pretty nice. I guess I'm looking pretty cute today or whatever.
He's trying to fuck.
But yeah, no, he's like, hey, Mallory, are you gay? I'm like, oh, no, like, I just work in fashion. yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now you.
But it makes sense. Like, a lot of the fashion industry, if there's any men at all in it, and this applies to anyone who goes to, like, FIT in, like, New York City, you know, the male population there, you're finding a straight dude, you're fucking, I don't even know what the, like, term is, but... You're trying to throw a stone and, like, not hit the ground. It's, like, impossible.
Yeah. Damn.
Like, it's not a needle in the haystack. It's, like, a needle in, like, a fucking cornfield.
I was gonna say a needle in the gay stack, but...
That's pretty funny. Oh, my God. A needle in the gay stack is pretty... Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, honestly, this whole episode gave me ideas.
Gave you ideas?
Yeah, gave me ideas. I think we need to start vlogging this summer.
I'm down for the vlogs.
This camera is perfect for it, also. I think we need to start vlogging some of these adventures.
Dude, and I've temporarily gifted you the Gorilla Pod. You should just go out and start recording fucking everything.
For real, I'm about to
start, man on the street shit.
I'm about to start taking that with me everywhere.
Oh shit. My God, wait, I thought of a really good idea, but we're not going to see it on camera because I don't want anyone to steal it. But I thought of a good idea for a vlog, man on the street thing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, Ollie's here to join us for, I believe, what is the sign-off. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's cute as fuck.
That's cute as shit.
Good cat. All right. Yo, Sean, if they want to follow you, well, you said you don't really use, you plug your TikTok, right?
I'll plug Instagram.
Okay, yeah. Tell them.
So if you would like to keep up with my daily happenings, the Instagram is UNGRAMMED, ungrammed. That's me. If you want to find me on TikTok, it's Chipotle Sean, like the restaurant, and then my name, S-E-A-N, Sean. Take care.
Yo, guys.
I'm not going to say brush your hair because that's what the other guy fucking... Take care.
Yeah.
Wipe your ass.
Yeah, clean your balls. Follow us on audio_asylum_podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. And just share the show with your friends. And more content coming soon. And if you're not down with that, I got two words for you. Buff.
Beef.